Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 新觉罗贝.
I'm 陈璇.
The 2022 World Internet Conference Wujun Summit opened today in the river town of Wujun, Zhejiang Province. This year's theme is towards a shared digital future in a connected world, building a community with a shared future in cyberspace.The three-day event will bring together more than 2,100 representatives from over 120 countries and regions. Reports on China and world internet development will be released, and outstanding cases of jointly building a community with a shared future in cyberspace will be showcased. The summit is the first annual meeting of the World Internet Conference International Organization, which is headquartered in Beijing.Medical companies are trying to take a bigger bite of the Chinese market with their latest products. Reporter Zhang Yue spent a day at the CIIE and learned that some major companies in the sector are optimistic about their future in the country.
Fourth time CIIE participant Accuray is showcasing its upgraded tomotherapy system, which delivers full 360-degree scans of cancer patients as the treatment table moves.The company said the system provides greater control of the radiation dose, so it conforms precisely to the tumor and minimizes doses to healthy tissue. The machine will be used in Shanghai hospitals this year.
In the year 2020 or 2019, we are very successfully bringing the latest product into the largest hospital in China. More than 100,000 patient cancer patients treated via our product, the tomotherapy.And the CyberKnife.
Edwards Life Sciences, an American maker of artificial heart valves, is also optimistic about China's medical reforms. Since its debut at the 2020 CIIE, the Sapien 3 valve, a medical device installed without open heart surgery, is now used in more than 70 hospitals in 23 provinces and cities across China.
During 2021 CIIE, we signed a cooperation deal with Mindray Medical to develop an interface solution. It will be launched in the Chinese market this year and be in hospitals in Beijing and Hebei. The CIIE also helps us bring quality medical care to the vast markets of lower-tier cities in China.
And don't be confused if you see a live string quartet performance at the Bristol-Myers Squibb booth.By using sonification technology, a process that translates data into sound, the music that the band is playing is written by AI, representing the company's advancements in oncology, hematology, and immunology. And of course, surgical robots have always appeared in the healthcare section.
Surgical robots have been providing surgeons with more flexibility, precision, and control for over 20 years. Medtronic said this robotic-assisted surgical system is more versatile than previous models. It can be used in more types of procedures, has better mobility, and can be set up faster than previous models of surgical robots.
And it's not too difficult to operate after putting on these 3D HD glasses.
Well, this device is very user-friendly, but I'll probably need a lot more practice and a medical license before I can do my first surgery with it.
To help people with diabetes manage their blood glucose, Roche Diabetes Care launched two glucometers at the CIIE. Data is imported into mobile phones with Bluetooth, enabling patients to monitor the changes in their blood glucose level. Roche Diabetes Care also reached agreements with JD Health.
We like to leverage CIIE as a platform to showcase our innovation, and we like this innovation to be able to scale up so that more people can benefit from all these innovations. We do not just bring in innovation, but we also try to collaborate with local partners to bring this innovation to a greater height.
Antibody drugs have been a hot area for the development of new medications in recent years, but it's a complex process.Perkin Elmer says its cell line development automation system provides a complete automated solution for the development of antibody drugs.
We have already localized and developed many of our products in our plant in Taizong, Jiangsu Province. Our manufacturing base is being moved to China. In the future, we will increase our investment in China, promote localization, and develop more new products here.Made in China and supplied globally is one of our company's strategies.
Although Cordis has been doing business in China for over 30 years, it's a newcomer to the CIIE after splitting from Cardinal Health last year. is displaying two products that will be available in China next year.
I saw the government is pouring more and more resources to help develop the infrastructure of healthcare facilities in low-tier cities. I also saw people demand better living quality and have more awareness of their disease. All of this brings me confidence that China market will continue to be one of the world's most attractive markets.
Tsai said that in the past few years, Cordis Greater China has been the most significant driver of worldwide growth in sales, turnover, and profit. Cordis China sales more than doubled between 2015 and 2020.
China's special climate envoy Xie Zhenhua said on Tuesday at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt that Beijing was committed to reaching carbon neutrality and believed multilateralism and cooperation was key to solving global climate change. Stephen Rancourt has more.
Xie said that facing the grave challenges posed by the frequent extreme weather events that have caused heavy losses on every continent and by the emergence of energy and food crises this year, multilateralism, solidarity, and cooperation remain the only way out of the predicament. Xie said China has actively implemented the Paris Agreement and further enhanced its nationally determined contribution, aiming to achieve both carbon peak and carbon neutrality on schedule. According to preliminary calculations, the amount of carbon dioxide emissions China produced per unit of GDP in 2021 is 3.8% lower than that in 2020, and 50.8% lower than in 2005.
No matter how much the external environment changes, and no matter how many challenges we face, China is determined to achieve carbon neutrality after reaching the carbon peak. China will not retreat from the challenge, nor change its position of actively participating in global climate governance.
He expressed the hope that the COP27 will focus on the implementation of promises while urging developed countries to take the lead in exerting more effective efforts to reduce emissions in order to achieve carbon neutrality ahead of schedule and achieve measurable results on issues surrounding the financing of adaptation strategies.
We hope that developed countries could meet the pledge of $100 billion and come up with a roadmap of doubling adaptation financing.
During a meeting with the Chinese delegation to the COP27 on Tuesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised China's pragmatic actions in accelerating a green transformation, as well as the country's efforts in renewable energy development.